Chapter 4. It was now 23 years since I arrived on the island, and I'm still alive. The cannibals haven't eaten me, I thought. My dog died. He was 16 years old. I was happy to live the rest of my life on the island. I had 300 baby goats. I had tame fishing birds. They caught fish for me, so I didn't need a line or a rod. I was still scared of cannibals. One day, I was cutting the corn when I saw a fire in the distance. I stopped cutting and ran home. The cannibals were here. I was scared because they might see the cut corn and come and find me. I loaded my guns and prayed. I prayed for God to protect me. I waited, but they didn't come. I went to the hill. It was over their landing spot. There were 9 naked cannibals. They were dancing round the fire. After a while, they left in 3 boats. I went home and didn't see any cannibals until a year later. There was a storm. I was in my house. I heard a gun fire. It was out at sea. I thought, someone's in trouble. I set fire to a big pile of wood. If anybody is in trouble, they can see the fire and come here. I can then help them, I thought. The next day, I saw the ship. It was wrecked on the rocks. A dog was on the ship. Nothing else was alive. I took the dog home. I found more powder. There was gold, too. I found food and took more wood. I wasn't scared of the cannibals anymore. I took the weapons from the ship. Every few days, a body washed up on the shore from the ship. It made me sad. I took the bodies and buried them. I had the dog as a pet. I lay awake one night. I thought about escaping from the island. I had a daydream. In the daydream, I took a cannibal as a slave. I needed a slave to navigate. I went to the hill that looked over the fire pit every day. I looked for the cannibals. It was a year before I saw them. There were 30 of them. They were about to cook a live man. I watched and waited. The man ran away. 3 cannibals followed him. They came to the river. 2 swam across. 1 waited on the bank. I ran to stop those 2 cannibals. I wounded one and killed the other. The man who was running away stopped and came over to me. He pointed at my sword. I gave it to him. He killed the wounded cannibal. He was a cannibal. I called him Friday. I made him his own house. I kept my weapons with me just in case. Man Friday was a good slave. He bowed to me to show he was my slave. I taught Friday to eat goat meat and bread. We planted more corn to eat. I taught Friday to speak English. We talked to each other. I asked him, "Why did they want to kill you?" He told me, "I was bad." I told him about God. He became a Christian. He told me about the other cannibals. I told him about England. One day he said, "I want to go back to my people. I want to tell them about God." I was scared. I thought, he might tell the other cannibals about me and my place. Friday told me, "They won't kill me. They'll listen. I'll teach them. I won't ever eat people again. I'll tell them not to eat people." I was still scared. I was unfair to Friday. I didn't trust him. I said, "I'll go with you. We'll make a boat. You'll go to the mainland. Friday didn't say anything. He looked sad. I asked him, "What's wrong? Why are you angry with me? What have I done?" Man Friday asked. "Nothing. I'm not angry," I said. "Why are you sending me away?" Man Friday asked. "You said you wanted to go home," I said. "I wanted to go with you," Man Friday cried. We talked about going to the mainland. We made plans. We built a boat to sail. Man Friday dug a harbour in the sand. We built a dam to keep the boat safe. I taught him to navigate. I taught him about the stars. We made plans for food and water. One day, Friday came running to me. He was very scared. "There are cannibals here," he cried. We took our weapons and went to the hill. There were lots of cannibals. They had a man tied up. We shot many of them. Some of the cannibals escaped to their boats. We freed the man. He was from Spain. We went to the boats to chase the cannibals. We didn't want them to reach the mainland. In the boat was another man. He was tied up. It was Friday's father. They were so happy to see each other. We didn't follow the cannibals. A storm started at sea. Friday and his father said, "The storm will kill them." I made a house for the Spaniard and Friday's father to live in. I got some food for them. They were both very thirsty. Friday was very happy. He was very glad to see his father.